dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. Right now, I have a very special guest from Elkmont, Alabama, and her name is Lindsay Collins. She's 9 years old, about to start the fourth grade. The reason I'm talking to Lindsay today is because she's a young entrepreneur, and she is starting a lip balm business, and I wanted to help her out. I talked to her dad, Nick, who's a friend of mine, and asked if Lindsay wanted to come on the show. And so here we have Lindsay Collins right now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Lindsay.
Thank you.
So glad to have you. I'm excited about this little business that you started. When I was a kid, I actually sold ice cream, and my grandmother would make chocolate syrup, and I would sell ice cream and chocolate syrup under our grapevine, and then I would sell popsicles, and I sold lemonade, and I had a little cart, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I was around 9 years old when I was doing that business. Tell us about your lip balm business and how you got started.
I was at the doctor's office, and I had an idea. My idea was to start selling lip balm and making it so I could get money to get toys to go in doctor's offices.
Oh, wow. So you wanted to actually use this money from the lip balm sales to put toys into the doctor's offices?
Yes, sir. I had an idea because I don't want the other patients to get sad and worried.
That is excellent idea. That's an excellent idea. How did you learn to make lip balm, Lindsay?
YouTube. I have started making different things. Lipstick and makeup.
Not only lip balm, but you make other types of makeup as well?
Yes, sir.
What flavors have you come up with for the lip balm so far?
Only peppermint.
The lip balm in peppermint form is $2 for one?
Yes, sir.
Is it expensive to do?
It's around $30.
Do you know about how many lip balms you can make out of $30?
70 or 75.
Oh, that's great. That's good. So you can actually make a good bit of money to buy those toys to go in the doctor's offices. How many lip balms have you sold so far, Lindsay?
About 45.
Nice. Oh, that's great. Any ideas about other flavors in the future for the lip balm?
Vanilla. We can also do it unflavored.
That is great. There are some people, I guess, that would like unflavored. Do you use this lip balm yourself?
Yes, sir.
How about your parents? Do they use the lip balm?
They've tried it.
There's probably a lot of people who would like to buy your lip balm.
Yes, sir.
Especially knowing that it helps purchase toys to go in doctor's offices.
I have a doctor in Madison that I'm going to start at.
Were they excited about it when you told them?
Yes, sir.
That's great. I'm excited that they're excited. Is your dad, Nick, close by?
Hey, Mark.
Nick, man, this sounds like a great idea your daughter has.
It's been really good so far. I wasn't expecting the quick turnaround of excitement over the product. But she had a lot. We honestly only had enough to make about 25 to start out with, and she came to me with the idea that she wanted to make this lip balm. Of course, I guess being at home all the time with the quarantine has gotten her pretty antsy, to where she started doing a lot of these crafts she finds on YouTube, and she gotten to where she's making a lot of different stuff. And she came to me and said she wanted to make the lip balm and use the money to buy the their little sewing kit things that the kids can do in the doctor's office. So
wow. That was an added bonus. I mean, it's fun to see your kid want to make something, but then for them to tell you that not only do they want to make it, but they want to take the money and do something good with it. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. I asked her why she didn't want to just take the money that she had instead of buying all the stuff to make the lip balms and just buy the toys, and she said she could buy more toys this way.
Wow. She's telling me that she has sold 45 lip balms so far?
That's right. Yep, it happened pretty quick. I was not expecting that, that's for sure.
Incredible, but it sounds like there's plenty of money for her to buy more supplies to keep going.
That's right. We're trying to make sure she turns around with some of that money and puts it right back into it so she can keep her ingredients in stock so we can meet the demand.
And then it takes mom and dad dealing with a 9-year-old to help them see the business end of it, that you have to take that money and put it back into supplies. And if you want to help an effort like she's wanting to do, you have to be able to set that aside. You certainly, at 9 years old, you have a great opportunity as a dad to help her to learn the entrepreneurial way.
That's right. She's sort of had a little flair for that, always selling stuff and being thrifty in that way. So it's kind of interesting to watch.
I love this idea. And of course, I wanted to recognize her here on the show and maybe give her an opportunity to sell some of these lip balms to people, especially since she's using this effort to help others. Is Nicole nearby?
Yeah, she is.
Hey.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I didn't want to leave you out. I know you're proud of your daughter, Lindsay, in this effort that she is undertaking with the lip balm business.
Yes, I am. I'm very proud of her.
I'm amazed listening to her talk, the foundation of why she started the business and learning on YouTube and then taking that knowledge and using it for good in a doctor's office starting in Madison. I just see this going a lot of places if she keeps it up.
Yes, I was very surprised when she told me about it. At first, I thought she was just wanting to make it for herself, but then she talked about wanting to try to sell it, and then she wanted to take that money and put it towards the doctor's office.
What's Mama's grade when it comes to the lip balm she's making?
She is an A+, yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Let me take a quick break, Nicole. And when we come back, I want to tell people how they can actually purchase the lip balm and give them an opportunity to be a part of this. Will you stick with me?
Okay, sure we will.
All right. Folks, we're talking to the Collins family, namely Lindsay, who is 9 years old, who is selling lip balm for a very special effort. I'm so excited to get to talk to this special 9-year-old from Elkmont, Alabama, and also getting to talk to her dad, Nick, and her mom, Nicole. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and find out how you can buy these lip balms and be a part of this effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nandn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nandn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a
white kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. In the first segment, you heard about Lindsay Collins and her special effort to sell lip balm. This is an idea that she had herself. It originated with her, and as we talked to her mom and dad, they both were really surprised that she wasn't just making the lip balm for herself, but taking an extra step. I still have Nicole, and I have Nick and Lindsay close by. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yes, glad to have you. Is Lindsay still nearby?
She sure is.
Okay. Lindsay, jump back on here. I want to ask you how people can buy your lip balm.
They can email my dad, nnn205@gmail.com.
nnn205@gmail.com. And if they send me an email, that'll be fine.
Are you planning on setting up some kind of a page?
Yeah, that's probably going to be something I'm going to end up having to do.
I bet you are.
Yeah, like I said, first we wanted to start out with just some friends on Facebook, and just within really one day, we had 45 orders. We only did this starting yesterday. So we're going to have to set up some stuff, I think.
Well, and you had that one friend who just happens to have a radio show.
Yeah, that helps.
I was excited to see it, man. Whenever I see these young entrepreneurs getting started in this business, it just reminds me of myself when I was a kid trying to have a small business, and I wasn't on any radio show, but I'm glad to have this so I can offer this opportunity to young people like Lindsay and encourage them in this effort, because I want her to be motivated and inspired and know that people care about what she's doing.
That's a really good thing. We're very proud of her thoughtfulness in this matter.
That's amazing. Just means that you and Nicole have done a really good job raising your daughter to this point, and I appreciate both of you.
Well, thank you so much.
Lindsay, so I'm very excited about your business, and I hope that you get more orders and that you're able to supply these kits to doctor's offices all over the place. And you just keep up the good work, okay?
Okay.
And you just keep being encouraged, and I hope that it's an encouragement for you to be on this show today and share about your effort. Do you have a name for your lip balm business?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
Lulu's Lip Balm.
I love it. Lulu's Lip Balm. It just kind of rolls off the lips. That's perfect. Right now, we have peppermint flavor lip balm. You can email her dad, Nick Collins, by going to nnn205@gmail.com. And you can order your lip balm. It's just $2. This money will go to help buy kits that will go into doctor's offices. And I appreciate, Lindsay, you and your family, and appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, y'all take care and keep making that lip balm. You'll have mom and dad in aprons helping you in your factory before too long.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all take care. Good to talk to you.
All right. You too.
All right, folks. That was 9-year-old Lindsay Collins from Elkmont, Alabama, and she has a lip balm business, Lulu's Lip Balm. I hope that you'll want to purchase from her and help this special effort. Let's encourage these young people as they come up with these ideas to have businesses. We appreciate her dad, Nick, and her mom, Nicole, joining me here on the Mark White Show today. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Just the same. Talking about a hero. Hero. A special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people. So you stay with him.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.